You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy! Matt the Cat buzzing round your hive with the jumpin' jive, and these stacks of shellacks are gonna make you come alive. Moving and grooving from pole to pole, getting down to the sound of the rhythm and soul. Welcoming all my hep cats and crazy kittens to the Juke in the Back, a solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the last 2 weeks, we've been knee deep in the most important and influential rhythm and blues independent record label of all time, Atlantic Records. In part one, we covered Atlantic's inception in 1947 up through 49. Last week, we handled 49 and 50. And this week, we're gonna have some fun in 1951, which I consider to be the year that Atlantic broke. Before about mid-51, Atlantic's hits were kind of sporadic. But starting this year, almost every other release is a hit record. In this week's program, Atlantic signs a legendary artist who had been making records for about 13 years and relaunches his incredible career. Plus, Atlantic signs its first great vocal group. And Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown, keeps laying down the hits, continuing to make Atlantic the house that Ruth built. We'll hear the last charting record for Stick McGee, as well as a whole bunch of great rhythm and blues records that you just don't hear every day. So welcome to the Juke in the Back and the Atlantic Record Story, Part 3, 1951. Let's begin this week's program with Atlantic number 914. Recorded sometime in June of 1950, it was issued in October and hit number one in November 1950 for 4 weeks. It's Joe Morris and his Fantabulous Orchestra featuring Laurie Tate handling the lead vocals. Also, Roy Gaines is on guitar, and the legendary bebop pianist Elmo Hope is on piano. Joe Morris is, of course, on trumpet, but it's Laurie Tate that makes this record. Here's Joe Morris and his orchestra with Anytime, Anyplace, Anywhere, baby, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back.
What? Thank you. I kiss you in my dream. Sometimes I live in a country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I have the great notion jumping into the roaring drown. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I kiss you in my dream. Stop rambling and stop gambling. We're staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and your family. Sit down about the fireside bright.
Lead Belly and his 12-string guitar with Goodnight Irene. The recording itself dates back to 1943. Atlantic licensed it as well as its flip side, Good Morning Blues, from Moses Ash. And since Lead Belly died on December 6, 1949, at the age of 61, from ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, it was a good time to reissue some of his classic recordings. As I said, it sold well, but failed to make the national charts for Atlantic. Still, one of the great things about doing these record label shows is as you comb through the label's discography, you find some oddities that time has sort of forgotten about. Atlantic only issued one Lead Belly single, and that was it. Goodnight Irene, backed with Good Morning Blues. Now, Joe Morris returns with his orchestra and the great chanteuse, Laurie Tate, for Don't Take Your Love Away From Me, which was recorded on November 20th, 1950 in New York and hit the charts in March of 51, making it up to number 3 nationally. Here's Joe Morris back on the scene and my record machine with Don't Take Your Love Away From Me, as we focus on Atlantic Records this week on The Juke in the Back.
Take your love. Early one morning, the blues came falling down. Early one morning, the blues came falling down. I was all locked up in jail and prison bound. All last night I sat in my cell alone, all last night I sat in my cell alone. Thinking about my baby and her happy home. Baby, you will never see my smiling face again. Baby, you will never see my smiling face again. But always remember that Hibbler has been your friend. Sometimes I wonder, why don't you write to me? Sometimes I wonder, why don't you write to me? If I had have been a bad fellow, I did not intend to be.
Man, oh man, one of the finest vocalists of his era, Al Hibbler. Recorded October 25th, 1950 in New York City, backed by Billy Taylor's orchestra. That song, The Blues Came Fallin' Down, did not chart for Atlantic, but it deserves to be played. Woo, mercy! This next one would end up being the final charting hit for Stick McGee and his buddies. They would go on to have some great records for the King label, but this one here would do almost as well as his breakthrough record, Drinking Wine Spuddy Uddy, which hit number two in the spring of 1949. This one, Tennessee Waltz Blues, hit number two in March of 1951. Stick is playing guitar on this, while most of the rest of the musicians remain unknown. Atlantic kept pretty good records, but there are some holes in their sessionographies. This is an instrumental blues take on the Patti Page hit, Tennessee Waltz. And man, was it jumping out of those jukeboxes in 1951. Here's Stick McGee and his buddies with a big number two smash, Tennessee Waltz Blues, as we feature Atlantic Records and the soul that came before rock and roll on this week's Juke in the Back.
Thank you. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Michael Carter, Michael Carey, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Along about the evening, I feel so blue. And though my heart is grieving, I'll wait for you. I'm writing you a letter, signed love so true. Although I'm sad and lonely, I'll wait for you. When the moon was high and the lights were low, that's the time when you and I said our love would grow. If you ever get the notion you miss me too, make it in a hurry, I'll wait for you. I'll give you all my loving, both day and night. When the moon is high and the lights are low, that's the time when you and I know our love will grow. If you ever get the notion you miss me too, just make it in a hurry, I'll wait for you.
Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown laying down that sound with I'll Wait For You. And Bud Johnson's orchestra is really swinging behind her on that record. Recorded December 15th, 1950 in New York, it charted and hit number 3 in March of 51. And as I said at the top of the show, Atlantic really was having hits with almost every release as we hit mid-1951 on this week's Juke in the Back, featuring part 3 of the Atlantic record story, 1951. Joe Morris returns to our old rockola juke with a real jumpin' tune called Jump Everybody Jump. Recorded in January of 51, it did not make the charts. But it does feature our hero, Jimmy Lewis, on vocals. Remember Jimmy? He's that hard luck cat that we heard in the last couple programs. He had some great rhythm and blues records, but just could not score a hit. Here he is with another great performance, this time with the Joe Morris Orchestra, and Jump Everybody Jump!
Jump, 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 jump see what you're doing to me.
Don't you know I love you so. Don't you know I love you so. Don't you know I love you so. And I'll never, never let you go. Don't you know I love you so. Well, someday, pretty baby, you'll understand. Someday, pretty baby, you'll understand. Well, someday you'll understand, and you wish that I had been your man. Someday, pretty baby, you'll understand.
Clovers, Atlantic's first big vocal group signing and one of the most successful vocal groups of the 1950s. That tune, Don't You Know I Love You So, also represented a couple of firsts. It was the first song that Ahmet Erdogan ever wrote. He did it out of necessity. They needed a song. Plus, it's most likely the first vocal group record to feature a saxophone break, which was just so soulfully played by Frank Cully. Doo-wop tunes with sax breaks would of course become the norm during the rock and roll era. Jazz pianist Randy Weston handled those tasty piano parts throughout the tune. And Buddy Bailey was laying down that smooth lead. The Clovers, originally formed in Washington, D.C. in 1946, made out of students from Armstrong High School, were originally known as the Four Clovers. They had already made one record for the Rainbow label before coming to Atlantic. Here's Atlantic co-founder Ahmet Erdogan to talk about how he discovered the Clovers. This is from an interview I conducted with Ahmet a few years before his death.
The Clovers were a Washington group, and they were also a very pop-leaning group. They liked to sing standard ballads and so forth. But we had to get them in a funky groove to get them started in our field. And so in the very beginning, I was somehow forced to write some songs for them that would put them in that kind of groove. And I wrote several of their first hits, along with Rudy Toombs, who wrote One Mint Julep, which was a very big hit for them.
I wanted to ask you about Don't You Know I Love You So, which...
That was their first record on Atlantic, and it was It was an immediate hit. It was a song I wrote at the last minute just before we made the session.
And I read somewhere that it was your first song that you ever wrote. Is that true?
I think it is the first song I ever wrote, yeah.
And there you have it. And Ahmet would go on to write many of Atlantic's great tunes throughout the years. But it all began right there, out of necessity, with Don't You Know I Love You So, which was recorded on February 22nd and charted in June. On September 1st, it hit number one coast to coast and remained there for 2 weeks. The Clovers' first record for Atlantic was an undeniable smash. We'll be hearing a lot more from the Clovers as we continue our Atlantic record story. We're currently in part 3, 1951. Returning to the jukebox now is Stick McGee. I mentioned before he didn't have any more charting hits, but that doesn't mean we're not going to play any more Stick McGee records. This one was recorded the same day as Tennessee Waltz Blues, his last hit, November 21st, 1950, in New York. Here's Stick McGee and his buddies with One Monkey Don't Stop the Show.
You wanna get rich, you got to get out and dig. You want long hair, go buy yourself a wig. Please believe me, gonna tell it to you slow. It's a real true saying, one monkey won't stop no show. You can live in the country, you can come to town. What goes up is bound to come down. Please believe me, gonna tell it to you slow. Well, pick up on what I'm saying. One monkey won't stop no show. You can travel by bus, you can come by train. Travel by thumb, but you will get there just the same. Please believe me, gonna tell it to you slow. Yeah, dig what I'm saying, one monkey won't stop no show.
For long.
couldn't I know.
For me personally, it doesn't get better than the Clovers or that group right there from Baltimore, the Cardinals, featuring the great Ernie Warren on lead vocal. Shouldn't I Know was probably recorded in March of 51. It hit the charts in October, topping out at number 7. Not bad for a vocal group in 1951, and not bad for Atlantic, still relatively new on the scene. Up next on part 3 of the Atlantic record story here on the Juke in the Back, Atlantic signs a legendary artist, Joe Turner. He had been making records since 1938, first with Pete Johnson, bringing that Kansas City blues sound to the masses. But Joe hadn't scored a big hit in quite some time. He did have a number 9 charting record, Still in the Dark, for the Freedom label in 1950. But it was the early records he made for Atlantic that put Big Joe Turner back on the map. Ahmet teamed him up with Van Piano Man Walls and his band. So the early records had some tasty piano licks. Joe's first session for Atlantic was held on April 19th, 1951 in New York, and it yielded a big number 2 record in June with Chains of Love, another tune written by Ahmet Erdogan. Here's another clip from my interview with the late Ahmet Erdogan to talk about how he signed Big Joe Turner to Atlantic Records.
Joe was actually, we happened to go to the Apollo Theater. Count Basie had just opened. I was on a Friday, and Count Basie is a regular vocalist. Anyway, he was sick, and Joe Turner was substituting for him. And we saw him at the Apollo Theater, and it was doing the first show on a Friday morning. And he was just learning the arrangements, and he got screwed up on one of the songs, and they didn't finish together with the band. And Joe was kind of upset. So we went backstage, and we couldn't find him. He was down the street at Braddock's Bar, where we did find him, Herb and I, and we told him that he should not be doing anything except appearing as his own headliner and so on. And Herb had recorded him before on National. I knew him because he was the star singer of the first jazz concert that Nestle and I organized in Washington in 1939. And anyway, we got together, and he agreed to sign up with us. And again, the first record he made for us was a song I wrote for him, which is called Chains of Love.
Chains of love has tied my heart to you. Chains of love that made me feel so blue. Are you gonna love me? Are you gonna
make me cry. These chains of blues gonna haunt me until the day I die. Well, if you're gonna leave me, please won't you set me free? Me free. I can't stay here with these chains. Listen, you stay on here with me. Well, 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, and the moon is shining bright. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. The moon is shining bright. I'm just sitting here wondering,
now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, featuring Atlantic Records, I want to take the Clovers' Don't You Know I Love You So and flip it over for their brilliant rendition of the Johnny Mercer and Hoagie Carmichael 1941 classic, Skylark. Buddy Bailey is once again singing lead with a little help from Harold Winley. It's this week's Great 78, The Clovers and Skylark.
Oh, Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with prey where my heart can go a journey over the meadows and the lane? To a blossom covered land,
and in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, great as the wind of the west, crazy as the noon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Oh, Scott.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
With I Know, hitting number 7 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts in August of 1951. And she's backed up by the Bud Johnson Orchestra once again. That was about to change, though, as she would soon start recording with the Howard Biggs Orchestra and then Willis Jackson. I'm Matt the Cat, and I can't believe we are at the end of part 3 of our multi-part behemoth feature on Atlantic Records, the most important and influential rhythm and blues independent record label of the 1950s. This week we almost covered all of 1951, so next week we'll close up 51 and jump right into 52. Until then, remember, soul, it's a feeling, and you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close down the show with another one from Jimmy Lewis. This time you can really hear his fantabulous guitar playing. Let's Get Together and Make Some Love was recorded on June 14th of 51. And like all of his other records, it failed to make the national charts. Let's Get Together and Make Some Love, Jimmy Lewis and his band. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Some love, I know that's what what you're thinking of. By the way that you twist and you turn when you walk, by the way that you giggle when you talk. Let's get together and make some love tonight. Let's get together when the sun goes down. There won't be no one else around. We'll hug and kiss and pet and play. We won't come home till the break of day. Let's get together and make some love tonight.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.